relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
My old colleague, I worked with him in the transition team in the White House as well, General Mike Flynn, called November the 8th, 2016, a peaceful political revolution. And I concur. Something historic happened that day. For the first time in our republic's history, we chose as president a man who had never served in public office before, or served as a general. The first time ever, from George Washington to President Barack Obama, we chose an outsider. And the last 2.5 years have definitely reflected the way that change has been brought to the swamp that is Washington, D.C. However, also historic, and I think with long-term ramifications, was the confirmation hearing of Associate Justice Kavanaugh. What happened in front of our eyes, the way that godly man was treated by the swamp, well, I think it changed politics forever, and I'm very, very excited to discuss here on the newest national radio show in the United States, on America First, a brand new book called Justice on Trial, The Kavanaugh Confirmation and the Future of the Supreme Court, that comes from my publisher, yes, the incredible team at Regnery, run by Margie Ross and her fabulous team. This book is authored by, you know who these ladies are, Molly Hemingway and Carrie Severino. Welcome to the studio, ladies.
Great to be here with you.
Thanks.
Before we get going, I have been ordered by my colleague to ask you, Molly, how is your Herb Alpert Tijuana Brass Band collection?
It is quite good. I'm surprised that you know about this, but I think I might have the world's largest vinyl record collection of Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. And I'm not even entirely sure why I have such a large collection. I like him, grew up listening to him, and then it just became an obsession. But
my dad had a few Herb Alpert albums that I remember as a kid. How many are we talking about, Molly Hemingway?
I have probably 4,000 records total. But of the Herb Alpert, it would be around 100, I would say.
Okay, let's get beyond the geeky stuff. One last question. What turntable do you use?
I have an old Pioneer thing that's older than I am, and I love it. But
all right, good. Let's get serious. Are you happy now? That was for Leroy, my engineer. Okay, we got that out of the way. Let's talk about this. I have pages and pages of notes on your book. I have specific questions I have to ask you. But first... were you surprised? I mean, you knew that there's a story here to be told. How shocked or surprised were you by the end of researching this book with regards to the details of the story writ large?
Yeah, I mean, Molly and I worked intensively during the Kavanaugh confirmation. We're watching it. She was covering it in detail. I was working for the Judicial Crisis Network, advancing his nomination. We thought we knew it all. And we thought, well, someone just needs to go and tell the real story. But when we did the research, when we talked to the over 100 people we spoke with, the president, the vice president, many members of the White House team, members of the Supreme Court, dozens of senators, we learned so much. Boy, it was really amazing. I mean, there was so much that just wasn't told, both in the media and then just stories that never had been told to anyone. And so we just love being able to tell a lot of these stories and finding, you know, some real stories of courage as well, of people who stood up and made it possible to get through a historically, you know, the worst confirmation process we have ever seen. And that's including people like Robert Bork and Clarence Thomas. How we got to a lower level, I don't know. But I'm so glad that we can tell that story in the hopes that doesn't happen again.
Molly, you've written a book with Carrie here that is, it really is like a political thriller on the one hand. It's about the Kavanaugh hearings, but it reads like a page-turning political theory, a thriller. And you put it in the broader context. As Carrie just said, you go back to prior confirmations. You talk about the Bork scandal, or the scandal that was the Bork confirmation. We should not have been surprised that this was going to happen, should we? If you put it in historic context, Molly Hemingway.
Yes, that is one of the things that we wanted to show. We knew that the Kavanaugh confirmation was a very interesting story because it, you know, we had gone through it, and we knew there were a lot of interesting things. But people who were aware of recent history knew that this was not something that was completely without precedent. And the parallels that we found between Justice Kavanaugh's confirmation circus and what happened to Clarence Thomas, also what happened with Robert Bork, and just going back through various efforts to thwart conservative efforts to return the court to its purpose of not making law, not overthrowing the will of the people, but just saying what the law is and how it should be. It was really interesting for us to find that out, and we tried to weave those through. You know, we've the old stories in with the new stories. A lot of times when people are talking about politics, it's a lot of, you know, high level discussion. But this was really just the stories kind of told themselves.
Back with Bork, you detail how there were hundreds, if not thousands, of attack ads. The left was really organized. They even brought in celebrities like Gregory Peck to be part of the Borking process. And on the right, what was the response? You had attempts, volunteer attempts by people like Ronald Reagan, Clint Eastwood to push back Charlton Heston, and nothing, right?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it was shocking looking at it from our perspective now, but they really thought at the time that was very unseemly. The idea that anyone...
Marcus of Queensbury rules, right?
Exactly. Yeah, there was, then even Bork's own son, who was a journalist at the time, was saying, went on TV a couple times just to try to defend some of the gross exaggerations of his father's record. And, you know, we tell the story there how his father called him and said, stand down. This is not appropriate to have the family out there talking about it. And it was even considered kind of shocking when he went out and spoke to reporters and said, I'm not going to step down, even though, as they already could tell, the vote didn't look like it was going to go good. He said, I'm going to make them actually put that vote in the books and going to go down fighting. But even that was really unusual. We've learned from that. I think that was one of the themes we saw. We've learned so that we didn't just say, oh, we're standing back and we're not actually defending the nominee. There were hundreds of groups that worked against him. Now at least we have groups that are working for our
hundreds nominees. Vice.
But,
go ahead.
But one of the things that was also interesting was when Bork faced trouble, there were people within the White House who were really trying to get him to just withdraw his name. That's not what you saw with this battle in the Trump administration. Not just because it's not in their nature to give up a fight like this, but because they had built it into their actual selection process. When Donald Trump put his list of who should be on board, he made sure that they had the courage of their convictions so that they would be able to withstand the onslaught from the left as well.
We have 2 minutes left in this segment. On the left, we see it was coordinated back then during Bork, but now we see coordination between the Senate Democrats and protest groups, do we not, that were bussed in, flown in, funded by Planned Parenthood? This is a level of coordination that we haven't seen before, correct?
I mean, we go through this a little bit in the book as well, that, you know, the Senate actually allocates seats. So they kind of knew that these people who were coming in with the sort of express approval of various Democratic senators. Republican senators thought that the circus-like atmosphere of that first round of hearings was not good for Democrats. So they kind of let it happen. But yeah, there was all this coordination. People were being paid to, or they were, you know, their flights were being paid to come in. Their bail was being paid. They were given advice on how to get arrested and make the biggest spectacle. It was all coordinated. And of course, it was also coordinated with the media.
Now, let's be very, very specific here, listeners. Conspiracy theories kill the mind. I love them as entertainment, but not as statements of fact. And there's a reason why they are called conspiracy theories. Mm-hmm. What we are talking about here is the mapped reality. In Justice on Trial, Molly Hemingway, Carrie Severino have actually given you the facts, the details, the coordination, how it occurred, who paid for what, and that's why this is an important book. Molly Hemingway, she is senior editor at The Federalist, senior journalism fellow at Hillsdale College. Carrie Severino is chief counsel and policy director at the Judicial Crisis Network and former law clerk with Justice Clarence Thomas. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming from the ReliefFactor.com studios. You can watch us video streaming, audio streaming at SebGorka.com. SebGorka. And don't forget the free iTunes app, the podcast. Just look for America First when you go to your iTunes podcast app, and you can follow us on Twitter, SebGorka.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I don't know if you know what I'm saying, but all of a sudden it kicked in. I don't know how long it took it to kick in, but it kicked in. I feel it. I have more spring in the old step than I did before. Somebody told me, they said, boy, what is with you? You're getting too lively. I said, I just feel great, and I do, and it just hit me all of a sudden. So I am so happy with the product. It's fabulous.
Experience the difference for yourself. Receive 25% off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You will still receive free shipping on every order. This is a limited offer and may end at any time. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code GORKA.
Former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich.
This is what Health America is about. Finding the cures, helping people have complete lives.
And biotech investment expert Mark Lichtenfeld.
This has the potential to transform our world in the same way penicillin did during World War II, and it could fund the retirements of smart Americans that act now.
We'll take the stage for the 2019 American Health and Wealth Summit and show you the number one way to get smarter, get healthier, and get richer right now. Discover the breakthrough experts are saying has the potential to change the lives of everyone and everything on the planet, and find out how you can profit from the cutting-edge companies driving us toward a remarkable future. It's all happening online this July 18th at 1 p.m. For details, text the keyword WEALTH to 76076 or visit us online at ushealthandwealthsummit.com.
By texting WEALTH to 76076, you agree to be called or texted at your number with automated technology with marketing messages from the Oxford Club. Even if your number is on a national, state, or corporate to not call list, consent is not a condition. The purchase message and data rates may apply.
Your credit card companies love you. They love it when your cards stay maxed out. They love it when you only make minimum payments. They love it when you struggle. Why? Because they own you. And minimum payments mean maximum profits. Here's great news. National Debt Relief is now offering you free information on how to escape your credit card debt nightmare. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are only barely making minimum payments, know this. You may not have to pay it all back. In fact, you may have the right to settle that debt for only a fraction of what you owe. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of people get rid of over $500 million of debt, and they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get the information you need for free right now before this offer goes away. Call National Debt Relief now and escape your credit card debt troubles. 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789.
We're in the thick of summer, and Blinds.com is here to make sure you stay cool. Head to Blinds.com now for incredible site-wide savings on blinds, shades, and plantation shutters, custom-made to fit any style and budget. Order with confidence, knowing Blinds.com has been in business for 23 years, and they're America's number one online retailer of custom window coverings. From their award-winning design consultants to their 100% satisfaction guarantee, Blinds.com is with you every step of the way. Go to Blinds.com now for incredible savings site-wide on blinds, shades, plantation shutters, and more. Plus, save an extra $20 with promo code PRAGER. And you can get your perfect look today at Blinds.com and pay over time with PayPal credit. That's Blinds.com for incredible site-wide savings, plus an extra $20 off with promo code PRAGER. Blinds.com, promo code PRAGER. PayPal credit is subject to credit approval. Details at Blinds.com/PayPal.
Well, Molly Hemingway's in a good mood. Maybe she slept on one of Mike Lindell's My Pillows. I don't know, but you should because I use them and they're superb. The best, lowest offer ever by Mike Lindell is if you use my name, G-O-R-K-A. Go to mypillow.com or call their number, 1-800-829-8468. And you will get the lowest offer on all of it. His Egyptian cotton Giza dream sheets, his incredible pillows that never lose shape, never get hot while you sleep. I sleep on them, and they are truly miraculous. There's a reason he sold 44 million of them. Do yourself a favor. Buy some Herb Alpert and buy some MyPillows from MyPillow.com. Check out G-O-R-K-A is the code. We are back with two ladies who are real pros. I've had... How many videos do we have on YouTube? I think we've got 600-700 interview videos already in the last 6 months. Nobody I've had in the studio has sat down and then put the book in front of them so the camera sees it exactly. They're just, well, I mean, it's got to be the people who are helping them from Regnery, I guess, that have trained them well. We are talking about Justice on Trial, the Kavanaugh confirmation, and the future of the Supreme Court from Regnery. Available right now, Molly Hemingway and Carrie Severino. Talk to us. Paint the picture. Tell a little bit of a story about the players involved. We know who the subject is, then Judge Kavanaugh, now Associate Justice. Talk to us about some of the leading lights, the Democrats who tried to take down this godly man.
Well, within minutes after Kavanaugh is announced as Donald Trump's nominee, you have a protest that has been arranged outside the Supreme Court, on the steps of the Supreme Court, and immediately... showing up at that protest are several senators who will be running for president, you know, from Elizabeth Warren and otherwise. Also, quite a few of the people who are running for president on the Democratic side are on that Senate Judiciary Committee. And they decide to make this Kavanaugh confirmation battle a forum from which they can basically launch their presidential campaigns. And there were a couple people in particular who did not cover themselves with glory here. Cory Booker, in the first round of hearings, released committee confidential information, which is information that the committee doesn't have to get, but the White House gives, you know, across multiple administrations. And he released it and then claimed that violating these Senate rules on confidential information made him like Spartacus. Kamala Harris, in that same set of hearings, strongly insinuates that Judge Kavanaugh is committing perjury by not answering a question she has, like, invented out of thin air about whether he had spoken with someone at a particular law firm about the Russia-Trump collusion conspiracy.
So he basically tried to lure Justice Kavanaugh into a perjury trap by asking him about whether he'd talked to anybody at Kasowitz, Benson, and Torres, right?
Yeah, and she had no reason at all for saying this. Now, one thing that Kavanaugh, that the team had from the White House had were an incredible number of researchers. They're racking their brains trying to think, like, what does she have on him? Like, what is going on? They figure out that she just knew that someone who had been at that firm had worked with him when he was at the Bush administration, and she was trying to create this perjury trap. But they call the guy. He's like, I've never talked to him about it. And they were able to get the news out and explode it. Of course, the media said this was a bombshell moment and she was doing such amazing work.
Another bombshell moment.
Yes, yeah, they're all right. Bombshells. But it reminded me kind of how she was during this Democratic primary debate that we saw recently, where she grabs the microphone and she makes a big presentation against Joseph Biden, only to reveal later that she actually shares Joseph Biden's views on busing or whatnot. She's very good at grabbing attention, but she doesn't have a lot to
Well, and lying at the same time, because we found out afterwards that her school had been integrated before she was born.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Right.
Didn't even realize that, but
yeah.
Yes. So,
yeah, no, it was really shocking. And in those same hearings where you had Democrats coordinating on the phone the day before, deciding we need to make this a real effectively make it a circus on purpose. So they're interrupting Charles Grassley's, his first 10-minute introduction took about an hour to get through because his colleagues
were constantly interrupting.
It wasn't just the protesters who were flown in and trained in how to do it. It was that his colleagues were doing it as well. So you've got both hands working together here of the outside protests and the Democratic senators simultaneously working on this.
But these antics were so outrageous that the Republicans on the committee end up getting really upset. And we describe a scene where they almost come to blows in anger over all the game playing by Democrats.
I mentioned at the time on the radio, I think the show had started, yes, the press conference that the senior Republicans held after the hearing. I have never seen so many angry old white men. Because usually, you know, there are certain game rules on Capitol Hill. And usually they don't allow the anger to collectively boil up. Those old men, powerful old men, were clearly angry at what the Democrat colleagues, quote unquote, had done to them during the hearing and done to Kavanaugh.
Well, it was the circumventing of the process. There actually is a process for how to handle allegations. They willfully circumvented that process all the way to when the hearings are reopened. You know, we have new reporting showing that Mazie Hirono was talking to Kamala Harris about what a great job they'd done orchestrating parallels to the Clarence Thomas Anita Hill hearings by having Christine Blasey Ford wear a blue suit and request a Coke and all these things, which are request caffeine so that they could draw these parallels. It was very frustrating to the Republicans on the committee.
Yeah, and that is one of the things that, again, in the anteroom when they were fighting, led to this outrage. It's interesting because we also learned that you're right. People, the senators who've been there for a long time, this is not as much making sausage as it is. There's normally a lot more collegiality that goes on and following the rules, at the very least. They're having these heated debates that are, in fact, them kind of talking with each other. This time it really broke down. And we found examples where there were Democrats, like even Senator Feinstein, who didn't cover herself in glory by hiding these things, but who is at least willing to talk to Chuck Grassley. And they actually came to some agreements on bipartisan agreements on, for example, how to deal with the voluminous number of documents they were looking at.
There was one thing in the book that I highlighted that the Judge Kavanaugh was asked to submit answers to 1,287 questions.
More than previous nominees combined.
Exactly.
But the bipartisan agreements they came up with, her staff immediately blew up. You know, she would agree to one thing and say, okay, well, this, and then they would say, oh, no, that's not what she meant, and kind of walk
so
it
they,
back.
So they make arrangements, agree, and then they just
And then
them.
The staff, but it turned out to be a benefit, actually, because it was that extremity that they were going to that made moderate senators like Susan Collins, the undecided senators, it really turned them off because they said this is not how the process should go. And that actually allowed the Republicans to have a lot more wiggle room because they knew it looked to all the other senators. They saw these people are actually following the rules. They're trying to have a clean process, and it's the Democrats playing politics.
Not only that, as far as I'm concerned, you're mapping in Justice on Trial the mechanics, the history, the players. But there's this moral aspect. There's this prism that you have people like Cory Booker, who's admitted to sexually inappropriate behavior with a high school girl. You've got Kamala Harris, who, look, it has been said with you know, the recognition of the person she slept with to get her first leg up in politics. These individuals are trying to morally judge Judge Kavanaugh.
So one of the things that we found interesting in our reporting was speaking with members of the Supreme Court, whether they had a horrific process or not. None of them particularly liked their confirmation process. And they said one of the things that is the most galling is you're sitting there having your character and integrity questioned by people with known moral failings.
There's a reason it's called a swamp. We are talking to the authors of Justice on Trial, The Kavanaugh Confirmation and the Future of the Supreme Court. It's out now. Go to Amazon.com. It's published by the best publishers that exist, Regnery, Margie Ross and her superlative team, authored by Molly Hemingway and Carrie Severino. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Don't you dare touch that dial.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-607-3551. That's 800-607-3551. 800-607-3551. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me.
I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
Facebook and Google, do you think they value your privacy? It's actually the opposite. Big tech companies make a lot of money from your personal data. Gmail by Google, along with Yahoo, AOL, and other free email providers, have a history of scanning mailboxes and delivering targeted ads within those accounts. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Somebody has to pay, and you're paying with your personal private information. Ronald Reagan would not stand for this. He believed your freedom and your privacy were individual rights that came from God and were protected by our Constitution. Take back your God-given right to privacy now. Get a Reagan email address at reaganprivacy.com. Unlike other mail providers, they don't scan or record your emails. A Reagan email address costs as little as $33 a year. That's only 9 cents a day. Plus, get 2 free bonus months when you sign up now. Get your Reagan email address today at reaganprivacy.com. That's reaganprivacy.com.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
In the Kavanaugh hearings, there were several seminal moments. Of course, Lindsey Graham's, how shall I put it, expression of outrage at his fellow colleagues. There was Kavanaugh's own incredible statement that whatever the vote is, he will not just slink off into the night and surrender. But more subtle and perhaps even more devastating is the look on Justice Kavanaugh's wife's face as her husband is being accused of being a serial rapist without any corroborating evidence. We have the authors of Justice on Trial, Molly Hemingway and Carrie Severino, in studio here. Talk to us about the effect on this godly man's family.
I loved getting a chance to learn more about Ashley Kavanaugh. As you said, she's sitting behind him, and you can see this, the how hard and anguish that she's going through watching this. And we learned stories about, you know, how she had to speak to her children about it, trying to find ways to support his parents. You know, she's going about her daily life and learning about these new, each allegation crazier the next, as she's trying to go down her regular life, whether it's, you know, going shopping while her daughters are at lacrosse practice and then having to go back to the car and read another article that came out with more allegations, or at the salon having her hair done. And that's when the Swetnick allegations break. And, you know,
one thing I learned early on in the White House, and I told my wife, just don't read this stuff. Oh. We're just when you have one guy write 52 hit pieces on one political pointer, you say, turn off the Google alerts.
Okay, but
don't do it.
It is something that people think about this as just politics, and they don't think about how it does
the effect on a family.
We learned that Ashley Kavanaugh actually prayed that he would not get the nomination because she'd gone through two brutal confirmation processes prior to that. You learn that neighbors are offering support, you know, providing meals, and again, what the children have to go through. They're still living public lives, and it's. I wish people would think more about it when they, you know, it's okay to have strong political viewpoints, but it should not be okay to actually try to destroy someone's life over it.
Yeah, and then of course that moment, everyone was so moved by when he talked about his daughter and how actually that was something that Ashley told him on the way to the Senate to go to those hearings. He didn't. Judge Kavanaugh didn't even know that story yet, and she said, "This is what Liza was praying with me the night that I told her about these allegations. Then we need to be praying for the woman." And he immediately took out his Sharpie and said, "I'm adding that to the speech." And of course, there was not a dry eye in the room.
Right. We are talking to the authors of Justice on Trial, Molly Hemingway and Carrie Severino. I'm going to ask you some questions in the second half of the show on looking forward the future. Let me ask you right now the man hours, the woman hours, to be politically correct, that you spent researching this book. Have you seen a glimmer of any kind of introspection from the people involved in one of the most dastardly, unjustified political attacks in U.S. history? Is there any sense that the Democrats said, you know what, accusing an innocent man of being a serial rapist, maybe that wasn't a good idea?
Not at all, and they haven't been incentivized to do it because you don't have a media holding them accountable also. I do think it's interesting, though, all these people who claim they needed so much more time, you know, or they needed another week or two in order to get the goods. It's been 9 months, and nothing has come out. No police reports.
Where is Christine Blasey Ford?
Well, on the cover of Sports Illustrated. No, they were there. She's being feted, I think, in a lot of places.
Flying across America on airplanes or taking the bicycle.
We don't know.
People say, well, do you think she was telling the truth or not? You know, we don't know everything, but we do know from that testimony that the story that she was afraid of flying was obviously not true. And whether that was her misrepresentation or some pretty egregious behavior by her attorneys is unclear, but on that score, at least, not true. Mm-hmm.
So zero indication that the next time we have, because we may have at least one more confirmation process to the Supreme Court in the next 6 years, and there's no indication that this is going to change. The tactics are going to change.
No, I think. Look, you can't change their tactics, but we certainly can learn what our response needs to be.
That's
right.
This was
changing out, fairly moderate but conservative justice for another one. Imagine if it were actually one of the liberal stalwarts who's getting replaced by
Ginsburg is replaced by a conservative. Yeah, who knows?
World War III.
You know who these ladies are. Molly Hemingway, Carrie Severino. Molly is one of the faces on Fox News, senior editor at The Federalist, senior journalism fellow at the Hillsdale College. And also, we love the Claremont Institute. 2014?
I think so.
2014 Lincoln Fellow. We'll excuse her for having written for The Guardian and The Washington Post as well, but that's okay. Carrie Severino, former law clerk for none other than Justice Clarence Thomas and Chief Counsel and Political Director of the Judicial Crisis Network. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief at source when you need it. This is a product that actually works. Totally natural, zero pharmacological contents, no side effects. That's why people like Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, and myself are fully prepared to endorse this product. I had a lower back pain issue for almost a decade, 9 years. When we launched this show, I started taking Relief Factor. Within 2 weeks, it was gone and has yet to reoccur. That is the experience of tens of thousands of you, our dear listeners, with Relief Factor, this incredible product from the father and son team of Pete and Seth Talbot, who are dedicated to relieving the pain of their fellow Americans. Go to relieffactor.com, see the testimonials from across the country of people who are daily being liberated from their aches and pains. You should be the next success story. A 3-week quick starter pack costs a measly $19.95. That's less than 3 cappuccinos at Starbucks. How much is your pain-free life worth? Relieffactor.com, $19.95. Do it. I take it every day. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. More with our guests next.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-472-3961. That's 800-472-3961. 800-472-3961. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor.
They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it probably was a good thought. The reality now is that you probably never use your timeshare and have continued to pay those annual maintenance fees. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of this ongoing burden in an effective, quick, and legal way. We have over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Call us today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
This first allegation was held in secret for weeks by a Democratic member of this committee and by staff. It would be needed only if you couldn't take me out on the merits. And then, as no doubt was expected, if not planned, came a long series of false last-minute smears designed to scare me and drive me out of the process before any hearing occurred. Crazy stuff. Gangs, illegitimate children, fights on boats in Rhode Island, all nonsense reported breathlessly and often uncritically by the media. This has destroyed my family and my good name. This whole two-week effort has been a calculated and orchestrated political hit, fueled with apparent pent-up anger about President Trump and the 2016 election, fear that has been unfairly stoked about my judicial record, revenge on behalf of the Clintons, and millions of dollars in money from outside left-wing opposition groups. This is a circus. The consequences will extend long past my nomination. The consequences will be with us for decades.
That's a moment when a potential Greek tragedy, but definitely Shakespeare, it erupts into real life. The incredibly moving words from then Judge Brett Kavanaugh as he is being attacked without evidence unjustly by the Democrats on Capitol Hill. I think it is a moment that changed history. We are here with our guests, Molly Hemingway and Carrie Severino, authors of Justice on Trial. This episode illustrates that next year everything is on the table. You've heard my guests. The radicalization isn't stopping. It's probably going to get worse. Whatever it is, First Amendment rights, Second Amendment rights, national security, open borders, and perhaps most important of all, your health care. All of them are under attack. If you wish to protect at least your health care, we need to stop the devious Medicare for All program the Democrats are trying to force down our throats. There's one organization that's standing up to them. It's called AMAC. And I urge you, if you wish to keep your healthcare in your hands, join AMAC right now. 1.7 million fellow Americans have already done so. Go to GorkaForAMAC.com. That's GorkaForAMAC.com or call 855-624-4824. That number, 855-624-4824. If they control your health care, everything else is just a small detail. Portions of America First are brought to you proudly in part by the Association for Mature American Citizens. Molly Hemingway, Carrie Severino, let me try and draw some connections here in your book. The first organization to break the story of Blasey Ford's accusations, unfounded, uncorroborated accusations against Brett Kavanaugh, was The Intercept, which is funded by a radical leftist billionaire. I don't know how you get to be a radical leftist like Soros when you have billions, but it does happen, called Pierre Omidyar, who, thanks to reporting of Julie Kelly and others, is also apparently the man bankrolling not only the Weekly Standard, but the Bulwark, the Never Trump new publication. Is there an unholy alliance between a radicalized Democrat party that is in the control of the likes of Kamala Harris, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, and the Never Trumpers who simply cannot get over, I'm going to quote you now, Molly, Orange Man Bad?
Well, I think there's so much going on there. The Intercept did break the story, although their story was, frankly, defensible. They were reporting that Deborah Katz had been seen on Capitol Hill, that she, that was part of their story. They were reporting that there was this letter and whatnot. Maybe they were used by Deborah Katz and the Democrats to get the story out, but it wasn't completely reprehensible. We saw some really bad behavior from other, the Washington Post and other media outlets. But you also saw this cleavage in conservative media. You had some, or what claimed to be conservative media. The Bulwark says they're conserving conservatism or something like this. But a lot of the writers that were associated with them were saying that, and this is, before they were there, they were, recommending that the Kavanaugh nomination be pulled. You saw a big difference between that and the people who understand that there's a very big, serious problem in this country and that it needs to be fought. And so you saw that divide in conservative media, too, the people who immediately recognized that this was an operation that needed to be fought against, and the other people who said you need to just, be demure and polite and just let this happen and, as they
act
always
act virtuously,
do.
As a Never Trump is saying.
It's not virtuous.
No, but that's what they say.
That's exactly the point. They say this is all about, this virtue, supposedly, it's not virtuous to let a man be destroyed without corroboration.
And even within the Kavanaugh team trying to get him across the finish line, we saw that break as well. You had the people, he had a lot of people he knew from the Bush administration, obviously. He was very much involved and part of that White House. And then there were a lot of people, obviously, in the Trump administration. Some people who actually overlapped those two camps. But there was a lot of fighting between what they would call the Bushies, who were saying, well, you know, she's saying some of these things, but you have to be kind and understanding. And we saw a little of that in the Martha McCallum interview, maybe, in the way he came off there, which was a much more demure approach. And then the Trump administration and Don McGahn in particular saying to him, the White House counsel saying, you're a Trump nominee. You've got to fight. Trump fights and you need to fight. And I think there's no way he would have gotten across the finish line without fighting. You can't bring a knife to a gunfight, and that's what we really learned here.
Especially when we have audio now of how the protesters acted when they behave in this fashion outside the gates, the doors of the Supreme Court of the United States. Marquess of Queensbury does not apply. In the worst stereotype of the Freudian hysterical woman literally clawing at the bronze doors of the Supreme Court, virtue or false virtue leads to surrender. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Our guests are Molly Hemingway and Carrie Severino. Dear friends, I have a personal question for you. How are your energy levels? Are you eating your vegetables like your mummy told you to? You know, I'll eat the broccoli, but I'm not going to eat the spinach, and there's no way I'm going to eat the kale. Do what I do instead. I found this incredible product, Balance of Nature, by Dr. Douglas Howard, who was in the studio, told me his incredible story, and I have a colleague in New York, actor, entertainer, radio host, who has been a massive fan of Balance of Nature for a long time, Joe Piscopo. Tell us, listeners, what they can expect when they join me in taking Balance of Nature.
Well, one thing you're going to notice immediately with Balance of Nature is that you're not going to get sick as much. And you're going to find when you go to the office, everybody is sick all around you. They have a cold. And maybe you used to be the first person to catch that cold. You will not catch that cold anymore. I speak for myself when you take Balance of Nature.
Thank you, Joe. Yes, I take those four little relief factor capsules in the morning for my back. And just before the show, I take the six little capsules from Balance of Nature because, hey, then I don't have to eat that kale. For a limited time, you can receive 30% off Balance of Nature and free shipping for your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Use the discount code G-O-R-K-A. Call 800-246-8751. That number, 800-246-8751, or just balanceofnature.com. But you've got to use my code G-O-R-K-A.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Morning Bullets is asking for the public to respond to a nationwide poll that could help shape political policy in 2020. This is your chance to be heard by the decision makers all the way up the chain. Their question: should the federal government provide free health care to illegal immigrants? Yes or no? Visit TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com to let your voice be heard before the decisions are made for you. Medical services are guaranteed by the Emergency Treatment and Active Labor Act and require hospitals to provide care regardless of citizenship, legal status, or ability to pay. The Federation for American Immigration Reform reported that medical expenditures for illegal immigrants was over $17 billion in 2017 alone. The decision is up for debate and the policymakers want to hear what the public thinks. Should the federal government provide free health care to illegal immigrants? Yes or no? Go to TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com now to vote. That's TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com. TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com. Be heard.
If you wanted an FBI investigation, you could have come to us. What you want to do is destroy this guy's life, hold this seat open, and hope you win in 2020. You've said that, not me. You've got nothing to apologize for. When you see Sotomayor and Kagan, tell them that Lindsey said hello, because I voted for them. I would never do to them what you've done to this guy. This is the most unethical sham since I've been in politics. And if you really wanted to know the truth, you sure as hell wouldn't have done what you've done to this guy. Are you a gang rapist?
No.
I cannot imagine what you and your family have gone through. Boy, y'all want power. God, I hope you never get it. I hope the American people can see through this sham, that you knew about it and you held it. You had no intention of protecting Dr. Ford. None. She's as much of a victim as you are. God, I hate to say it, because these have been my friends. But let me tell you, when it comes to this, you're looking for a fair process? You came to the wrong town at the wrong time, my friend. This is not a job interview. This is hell.
That, of course, was Senator Lindsey Graham. God bless him. A pivotal moment that I think turned the tide in the hearing on Justice Kavanaugh. Go right now to the Amazon.com or Barnes Noble webpage. Order the book Justice on Trial by Molly Hemingway, Carrie Severino for the real story. And while you're there, from the same publishers, you can order my new book, The War for America's Soul. Get a twofer. In the last minute and a half we have left, Molly and Carrie, how important was Lindsey Graham?
I mean, it just was amazing. The beginning of that day when Christine Blasey Ford begins testifying, people think it's over for Kavanaugh. It was this twin thing of Kavanaugh's amazing 45-minute testimony where he defends himself, and then Lindsey Graham with this cathartic appeal that represented the views of so many people in the country. But also important, I think, were people like Susan Collins, who didn't grandstand or, you know, didn't have big productions like that. Someone came to her that day, a Republican on the Judiciary Committee, and said, how about you and I go to the White House and get them to pull the Kavanaugh nomination?
Wow.
And she said, nope, I would like to hear from Justice Kavanaugh. I believe that the accused has the right to defend himself.
Yeah. 30 seconds.
She turns out to be one of the people most committed to the rule of law as anyone. She was so brave in that. Leland Kaiser, also a friend of Christine Blasey Ford, a Democrat who was willing to stand for the truth that she knew that she did not remember being at this party. And it was people like that whose courage against a face of hostile bullying really made it possible to get Justice Kavanaugh confirmed. And, you know, we need to continue that kind of courage if we're ever to hope to have a more good Supreme Court justices like him get across the finish line.
My guests have been Molly Hemingway and Carrie Severino. Follow them right now. MZ Hemingway on Twitter and JCN Severino. And buy their book, Justice on Trial, The Kavanaugh Confirmation and the Future of the Supreme Court. I am Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president and host of America First.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity
Liberty will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.